cattedra. Uvaženi slušaoci, povodom praznika Svetog Jovana Zlatoustog u serijalu Katedra čućete predavanje Sveti Jovan Zlatousti kao propovjednik, koje je održao profesor dr. Michael Green na Bogoslovskom fakultetu Svetog Jovana Bogoslova u Beogradu 16. maja 2014. godine. Predavanje je održano u organizaciji Studentskog parlamenta.
Imamo tu čast da u ime studenta Bogoslovskog fakulteta pozdravimo profesora doktora Michaela Greena, profesora iz Velike Britanije, koji će dati već jedno jako zanimljivo i jako interesantno predavanje na temu Sveti Jovan Zlatousti kao propovednik. Hvala svima što ste došli i vašim prisustvom uveličali ovo naše veče i nažalost da nije ovih vremenskih prilika, verovatno se ovdje bilo i više, ali hvala svima što ste došli. Nešto kasnije ćemo pročitati kratku biografiju profesora Greena. A sad bih dao reč profesoru, još jednom hvala svima što ste došli, profesor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for your welcome.
Dobro večer, dame i gospodo. Puno vam hvala za vašu dobrodošlicu.
I'm assuming tonight that quite a few of you will be doing a fair amount of preaching in days to come.
Pretpostavljam da će jedan veliki broj vas koji ste prisutni biti uposleni propovedničkim zadacima u vremenu koje je pred vama.
Others of you will be teaching and lecturing in other ways.
Neki od vas će poučavati i predavati na druge načine.
But I think all of us as we look around realize that there are very few great preachers in today's Christian church.
Ali svi ćemo se ipak složiti da ako pogledamo oko nas, nećemo vidjeti puno velikih propovednika u našoj sadašnjici.
I think of Anthony Bloom. There's not many like him around.
Pada mi na pamet ličnost Antonija Bluma, ali nema mnogo takvih oko.
Not many on whom you can model yourself.
Nema mnogo takvih na koje ćete sebe obrazovati, modelovati.
In a lot of preachers there's not much passion.
Mnogi propovednika, misli na sveštenike propovednike, nema mnogo pasije, strasti, erosa.
Not much feeding people on the scriptures.
I nema mnogo hranjenja ljudi pomoću i iz svetih pisama.
Not much application of the text to the lives of the hearers.
Nema mnogo primjene teksta na živote onih koji su slušaoci.
Not much courage to take on dangerous topics.
Nema mnogo ni hrabrosti da se prihvati izazov opasnih topika, tema.
And frankly, not much impact on people's lives.
I iskreno govoreći, nema ni mnogo učinka, efekta na život ljudi.
So, I would like to look with you tonight at a man whose preaching has all those qualities.
Stog večeras bih voleo da zajedno sa vama pogledam u učenje i ličnost čovjeka koji ima sve te kvalitete koje nedostaju.
It's disastrous to try and model ourselves on some preacher of the past.
Opasno je iznenada da modelujemo sebe na primjeru nekog propovednika iz prošlosti.
But we can learn a lot.
Ali mnogo toga možemo da naučimo.
John Chrysostom, the greatest preacher who ever lived.
Jovan Zlatousti bio je jedan od najvećih propovednika koji je ikad živeo.
Born in 344 AD.
Rođen 343. godine gospodnje.
He lived when Christianity had become a major religion in the empire.
Živeo je u vrijeme kada je hrišćanstvo postalo glavna religija imperije.
Was by no means dominant.
Ali u kom slučaju ono hrišćanstvo nije bilo dominantno.
Christianity then as today was nominal.
Većinom, velikim delom hrišćanstvo tada, u ostalom kao i danas, bilo je prenominalno.
Churchmen conducted business deals in the pagan shrines.
Ljudi crkve obavljali su poslovanje i dilove u sapanima pri hramovima.
They turned to pagan healers when they were sick.
Obraćali su se paganskim isceljiteljima ukoliko bi bili bolesni.
And their morals reflected nothing of the purity of the gospel.
A njihov moral nije reflektovao ništa od one čistote evanđelja.
John was baptized at the age of 18.
Jovan je kršten kada je bio 18-godišnjak.
He was educated under a top rhetorical teacher, Libanius.
Obrazovan je pod vrhunskim retoričkim učiteljem Libanijem.
Later he went to study under Diodorus.
Kasnije je otišao da uči kod Diodora,
who was the leader of the Antioch school of theology.
Koji je bio vođa antiohijske škole teologije.
The Alexandrians from Origen onwards.
Aleksandrijanci od Origena nadalje
had delighted in a fanciful and allegorical interpretation of scripture.
Uživali su jednom proizvoljnom fantazmičkom ekstravagantnom interpretiranju teksta Svetog pisma.
The Antiochians concentrated on the plain literal meaning of the Bible.
Međutim, za razliku od Aleksandrinaca, Antiohici su bili koncentrisani na doslovno konkretno učenje Biblije.
And John chose to preach that way.
Jovan je izabrao da propoveda na taj način.
After a period as a hermit in the desert,
posle određenog perioda očelništva u pustinji,
while he immersed himself in the Bible and also immersed himself up to his waist in cold water,
dok je sebe pogružavao u Bibliju, a ujedno i pogružavao sebe do pasa u vodi,
he became a very celebrated preacher in Antioch.
Postao je vrlo čuven propovednik u Antiohiji.
And in due course he was made bishop.
I u dogledno vreme uzveden je u čin episkopa u Antiohiji.
First of Antioch for 12 years.
Prvo Antiohiji za 12 godina.
Where he was very happy and enormously loved.
Gde je bio vrlo srećan i neizmerno ljubljen.
And then, very unwillingly, in Constantinople, the capital of the eastern part of the empire.
A zatim vrlo nerado prešao je u Carigrad, koji je bio, kao što znate, glavni grad istočnog dela imperije.
And he worked there for several years before his death.
I tu je radio nekoliko godina pre svoje smrti.
But he was not very happy there because of all the imperial politics that engulfed him.
Ali tamo nije bio preterano srećan iz razloga što je bio izložen svekolikoj imperialnoj politici, mi bismo rekli politikanstvu, i nije koje je to vreme predominiralo prestonicom.
It's not surprising he had a tough time when he accused the emperor's wife of wanting to have another John's head on a plate.
I zato nije začuđenje kada je u jednom trenutku optužio suprugu cara ili imperatora da eto želi da ima novu glavu još jednog Jovana na pladnju.
So he was exiled and moved from one place to another in Armenia.
I otud je uskoro prognan i prebacivan s jednog mesta na drugo unutar onoga što je Jermenija.
He died there.
Tamo umro.
And his last words were glory be to God for everything.
I njegove posljednje reči bile neka je slava Bogu za sve.
But it's high time to turn to John the preacher.
Ali krajnje vreme da se okrenemo Jovanu propovedniku.
We are fortunate to have over 900 of his sermons.
Srećni smo da smo sačuvali, da imamo 900 njegovih propovedi.
And the best ones are exposition of scripture.
Najbolje su one koje izlažu Sveto pismo.
I believe there were four major elements which made him into such a great preacher.
Verujem da postoje četiri elementa koji su učinili da se on potvrdi kao takav velikan propovednik.
One was the rhetorical training he had received under Libanius years earlier.
Jedno je retorički trening ili obrazovanje, obuka koju je primio kod Livanija u ranim godinama.
One was his profound study in the Antiochene tradition of expounding scripture by the plain meaning of the text.
Drugo je njegova fundamentalna obuka u antiohijskoj školi doslovnog tumačenja i razumevanja Svetog pisma.
One was his passionate commitment to feeding people with the word of God.
Treće je njegova strastvena posvećenost hranjenju, pitanju ljudi rečju Božijom.
And finally, he was absolutely fearless.
I napokon, kao četvrto, on je bio apsolutno neustrašiv.
In applying scripture with enormous precision to the needs and the sins of his hearers.
U tome da je precizno primenjivao pismo na potrebu, ali i povodom grehova njegovih slušalaca.
First and foremost, here was a man who got to grips with the text of the Bible.
Na prvom mjestu, evo čovjeka koji se uhvatio u koštac sa tekstom Biblije.
I'm quoting his homily on Ephesians.
I citiram iz njegove omilije Efescima.
And there he expounds the epistle's teaching on love and unity in the body of Christ.
Tu on izlaže o ljubavi, učenje te poslanice o ljubavi i tela Hristovog.
And he's deeply turned up by the disunity, tension, battles going on.
I duboko je uzrujan time što opaža sve te podele, rađevice i nejedinstvo u crkvi.
I suffer pain.
Kaže Jovan, stradam bolno.
Grieve and mourn.
Patim i tugujem.
My insides are torn apart as if I was being deprived of part of my body.
Moje unutrašnjost kida i da mi nedostaje deo mene.
That's why I'm making this statement.
Zato pravim ovaj iskaz, izjavu.
I'm expressing this thought.
Zato izražam ovu misao.
So that on the day of Jesus Christ,
da u dan Gospodnji,
it will be impossible for you to say no one else.
Ne moguće vama da kažete niko nam nije kazao.
We didn't know.
Znali.
We didn't really think that division was a sin.
Mislili da je podela greh.
That's why I state and protest.
Tvrdim i protestujem.
That to divide the church is just as evil to fall into hell.
Da deliti crkvu jeste jednako kao i ostale.
If you can grieve me and avenge yourselves for what I am saying.
Ako mislite da možete da ozleđujete, a da sebe istupite za ono što govorite.
Then beat me, spit on me when you meet me in public.
Tucite me, tucite me kada me sretnete u javnom prostoru.
And carry in some blows.
I potrudite se da dajete udarce zadar.
Do you shudder when you hear these words?
Da li se strepite kada čujete ove reči?
Yes, if I say beat me, you shudder with horror.
Da, ako kažem vi se stresate u užasu.
And yet you don't shudder when you rip apart your master.
Ali u tome ne stresate kada kidate ove vašeg gospoda.
You tear the components of the body of Jesus and you don't tremble.
Kidate sastavnice tela Isusa, ali se pritom ne trese u strahu.
That's why he took and applied the word of God.
To je način na koji on uzima i primenjuje reč Božiju.
Now, not every preacher is a pastor.
E sad, nije svaki propovednik pastir.
Not every preacher cares about the family and about the poor.
Nije svaki propovednik i takav da se brine za porodicu ili za siromašnje.
This was a prominent part of John's preaching during the Antioch years.
Ali ovo je bio istaknuti propovedništva. Propovedništva Svetog Jovana Zlatoustog tokom njegovih antiohijskih godina.
And it drew the population to him with deep affection.
to je privuklo stanovništvo k njemu sa velikim sa velikom ljubavlju i osjećajem.
In his early days of preaching he was very scathing about marriage.
U svojim ranim godinama predanja je vrlo oštar sekantan u vezi sa brakom.
I guess he'd seen too many bad ones.
Pretpostavljam da je vidio previše loših brakova.
In incessant quarreling, mutual hatred, such are the pleasures of marriage.
Citirat ću ga. Incessant svađa, incessant quarreling,
and mutual hatred.
I uzdržnja. Eto takve stvari i doprinos braka.
If this is the condition of husbands and wives, it's well to marry.
Ako je to stanje muževa i supruga, žena, supruga i supruga, onda je najbolje da se ne ženimo, ni udajemo.
But all of that changed as he matured.
Sve se to shodno njegovom sazrevanju.
He recognized the bubbling hormones as men spur towards marriage.
Razumeo je obučenje i uranje hormona u procesu
young men marry early.
Tako da ohrabrivao mlade muškarce rano žene.
He was passionately against divorce.
Strastveno se protivio razvodu.
Even in Christian circles in Antioch.
A razvod je bio čest slučaj čak i u hrišćanskim krugovima Antiohiju to vreme.
But his chief concern was the equality of husband and wife.
Ali njegov glavna briga bila je da naglasi jednakost supruga i supruge, žene.
And that's something that feels very much to our generation, but sounded very strange to him.
A to je nešto što je vrlo relevantno i čemu smo mi odzivni kao sadašnja generacija, a opet njegovim savremenicima zvučalo je vrlo čudno.
Time and again he repeats the inferiority of men is just as bad as that of women.
Opet i opet ponavljao je neverstvo muškaraca nije ništa lošije ili lošije stvar od neverstva žena.
And that was something pretty radical in a city of pleasure that Antioch had become.
A to je bila prilično radikalna stvar za kazati u gradu u ophrvanom grehom kako je to vreme bila Antiohija.
This is how he handles the issue.
To je način na koji se on hvata sa tom problematikom.
God has not allowed men and women to indiscriminately.
Bog nije dozvolio muškarcima i ženama da čini što im je volja bez rasuđivanja.
Has divided their tasks.
On je podelio njihove zadaće.
The house belongs to the woman, the agora to the man.
Pripada ženi, a agora ili trg pripada muškarcu.
It is the man's duty to maintain the family by hate cultivating the land.
Dužnost muškarca da čuva porodicu obavljanja zemlje.
It's the women's duty to clothe them by weaving.
A dužnost žene je da ih odevaju šivenjem.
It is the mother's job to bring up children in the early days.
To majka da decu uzgaja u ranim godinama.
And both parents must guard against anything indecent reaching the ears and eyes of the young.
A oba roditelja treba da štite mlade su od toga da bilo šta što je nepristojno, bilo za uho, bilo za oko, oko mladih, do dece.
Just keep far from them loose and decent words.
Držimo se da podaleko od tih nepristojnih reči, kaže on.
Lest they are led astray by those as by a magic spell.
Ne bi povele za sobom onako što to može učiniti magička formula.
To the theater, nor to the banquets where guests become.
Ne vodimo ih niti pozorište, niti na bankete gde gosti mogu postati pijani.
Very practical on teaching.
To je vrlo praktično učenje.
From a man who had no children of his own.
Za čoveka kakav je on koji nije imao nikakve
had a concern for healthy Christian family life.
Temeljan interes za hrišćanski porodični život.
He taught continuously on the need for Bible reading and prayer in Christian families.
Podsticao na biblijska čtenja unutar porodi unutar života hrišćanskih porodica.
This is all rather unusual today.
Čini se da je sve to bilo za u njegovo doba.
So we find him preaching very simply, directly from the scriptures.
Tako da ga tičemo kao nekog koji propove vrlo jednostavno, direktno iz svih pisama.
Expecting the father of the family through that scripture again in prayers.
I pritom očekuje od oca glave da sa čtenija ponovi da kroz njih prođe još jedno sa svojim domašnjim. Mislim da bi nešto to, to upravo tu od njega mogli da naučimo.
If the family of great passion of this man,
ako je porodica bila jedna od velikih strasti toga čovjeka,
the poor became another.
Onda su siromašni postala druga znatna strast ili pasija čovjeka.
Leading clergy often concentrated their attention on rich, but
pripadnici iz vodećeg eštira su posvećivali puno pažnje bogatima, a ne Sveti Jovan.
As we shall see, he reserved his strongest attacks on the rich.
Kao ćemo vidjeti svoje najubojitije upravo za bogate.
He loved to speak about the virtues of humble folk.
Voleo je da govori o inama smirenih ljudi, o prostodušnih, jednostavnih ljudi.
But the shoemakers, smiths, the ordinary workers, every kind.
Obućarima, o kovačima, o običnim radnicima svih vrsta i fela.
I quote, they work incessantly all their lives.
Citiram, oni rade neprestano tokom celog svog života.
Condemned to labor as hard as that of asses and mules.
Osuđeni na rad koji nije ništa teži od rada kojem su podložni magarci i mule.
Sorry. Their employers take no more care of their bodies than they would of stones.
Njihovi poslodavci ne brinu se o njihovim telima ništa više nego što bi se brinuli o kamenju.
Can we imagine misery greater than theirs?
Možemo li zamisliti jad veći od njihovog?
When we see them at the end of winter,
kad ih vidimo na kraju zime,
which they have passed in demanding work,
koju su proveli u zahtevnom radu,
exhausted by and rain and lack of sleep,
iscrpeni hladnoćom, kišom i nedostatkom sna,
returning to their homes empty-handed and still in debt,
a domovima se vraćaju praznih ruku, a još uvek u dugovima.
It's not just the poor amongst the working classes that excited the compassion of this man.
Nisu samo siromašni u radničkim klasama izazivali strast, pasiju ovog čoveka.
But the swarms of beggars and the immense number of slaves.
Već i rojevi prosaca i ogroman broj robova.
Chrysostom was greatly influenced by Acts chapter 2.
Hrizostom Zlatusti bio je izuzetno nadahnut delima apostolskim glava druga.
Where the church is marked by equality and unity and generosity.
Gde je odlika crkve ova jednakost, jedinstvo i darežljivost, ščedrost.
He wants to see something similar to that in his own day.
On nešto slično tome želi da vidi u svoje sopstveno doba.
Like the early Christians who were together and had all things in common.
Kao i drevni hrišćani koji behu zajedno i imaše sve zajedničko.
They would sell their possessions and distribute the proceeds to everybody as they had need.
Sve svoje sticali su na jedno mesto i zatim razdavali svakome shodno njegovim potrebama.
So let me quote to you. All our evils, he says, come from these cold words, mine and thine.
Dozvolite mi da citiram. Sva naša zla dolaze iz ove dve reči. Moje i tvoje.
Therefore sharing our goods is more natural than holding on to property.
Prema tome, razdeljivanje naših dobara više je prirodno nego prigrabljivanje za svoja vlastita dobra.
The world ought to be like the house of a man where all the servants receive equal rations.
Svet treba da nalikuje domu u kojemu su sva dobra gospodara jednako deljena među poslugom.
What wonderful measures God has from the very beginning instilled in us.
Kakve čudesne mere je Gospod svima od nas upisao od početka vremena.
It's the love that ought to unite us to one another.
To je ljubav koja bi trebalo da jedne sa drugima nas ujedinjuje.
The feeling of a common humanity.
Osjećaj za zajedničku čovečnost i ljudsku prirodu.
Did he not give us a common father, Adam?
Zar nam nije dao zajedničkoga oca Adama?
We've seen some examples of Chrysostom the pastor.
Vidimo nekim primjerima i Zlatustog kao pastira.
Now for Chrysostom the hard-hitting preacher.
Sada Hrisostoma kao direktnog i tvrdo udarajućeg propovednika.
Remember that he was operating
pastira, pardon, sorry.
Remember that he was operating in two of the most modern cities we could imagine.
Zapamtite da je on delovao u dva najmodernija moguća zamisliva grada u to doba.
Full of poverty, exploitation, immorality.
Punih siromaštva, izrabljivanja i nemorala.
Political intrigue was everywhere.
Političko intriganstvo bilo je svuda prisutno.
And there was ostentatious wealth all around him.
I nametljivo bogatstvo bilo je svuda naokolo više nego upadljivo.
And he was working in a lukewarm church, very much like our own day.
A pritom delovao je u razmlačenoj crkvenoj sredini, ne tako različitoj od one kakvom je danas imamo.
Which needs the powerful application of God's standards to be brought home.
Koja potrebuje moćnu primjenu Božjih standarda ovdje sad.
With vivid imagery and pointed application.
Sa upečatljivim slikama, ilustracije radi i ubedljivim primjenama.
Bearing that in mind, see how he turns on the rich women in the congregation.
Držeći to u rezervi ili na umu, obratimo pažnju kako on izlazi na kraj sa bogatim ženama u trpastve.
Don't worry, the men will catch it in a few minutes.
Nemojte da se brinete, muškarci će ukapirati stvar za nekoliko minuta.
But he was shooting at wealthy, wanton women who cared nothing for the poor.
Njegov cilj je bio prema bogatim, prezadovoljnim ženama koje ni malo nisu marile za siromašne.
What could be more stupid than the rich?
Šta bi moglo biti gluplje od bogatih?
Don't you see how great wealth makes people mad?
Zar ne vidite kako veliko bogatstvo ljude čini ludima?
How it inflames them?
Kako ih raspaljuje?
What about the women?
Yes, continue, please.
What about the women?
A šta o ženama?
I'm embarrassed, but I have to say it.
Neprijatno mi, ali ipak moram reći.
The women who use silver chamber pots.
Žene koje koriste srebrne posude za svoje natkasne, kako smo i danas rekli, za svoje privatne odaje.
Making unclean vessels from silver is not just wantonness, it is the height of folly.
Dakle, praviti od srebra posude za nešto neprilično je prosto vrhunac ludosti, aludira se na noćne sudove.
Yes, wealth makes people mad.
Da, bogatstvo čini ljude ludima.
Here is a man made in the image of God dying of cold.
Evo čovjeka koji je sazdan po obrazu i Božijem, a opet umire od hladnoće.
While you are equipping yourself with such things.
Dok se vi opskrbljujete takvim nekakvim stvarima.
What arrogance!
Kakva oholost!
Do you so revere excrement that you would receive it in silver?
Da li toliko poštujete izmet da biste ga udostojili srebrnog sasuda.
I know that you are stunned as you listen to this.
Znam da ste zaprepašćeni dok ovo slušate.
But it's the women who act like this who should be stunned.
Ali žene koje ovako postupaju jesu oni koji treba da budu zaprepašćeni.
And the husbands who ponder to such warped minds.
Kao i muževi koji se udvaraju takvim tako uvrnutim umovima.
This is madness.
To je ludilo.
There are so many beggars standing around the church.
Toliko prosjaka stoji oko crkve.
And the church has so many children, so rich, it can't come to the aid of a single beggar.
A crkva ima među svojim sinovima toliko bogatih koji ne mogu doći u pomoć onima koji prose.
One is hungry, the other is drunk.
Jedan je gladan, drugi je pijan.
One relieves herself in silver, the other doesn't even have bread.
Jedan sebi daje oluška srebrni sasud, a drugo nema ni za hleba.
Oh, let us avoid these defects.
Napustimo ove nedostatke.
So that we may all live to the glory of God.
Kako bismo svi živeli u slavu Božiju.
And be freed from the punishment of hell in the hereafter.
I time bili oslobođeni kazne pakla u životu koji dolazi, u vremenu koje dolazi, misli na zagrubni život.
And may attain the blessing promised to us through the grace of the Lord Jesus.
I zadobijemo blagoslove koji su nam obećani kroz Gospoda Isusa.
Now in that tirade of his you may well have noticed the warning about hell.
E sad, u ovoj njegovoj tiradi mogli ste da primetite njegovo upozorenje na pakao.
Unlike the majority of modern preachers, Chrysostom did not shrink from talking about heaven and hell.
Za razliku od većine modernih propovednika, Zlatousti se nije ustezao od toga da govori o raju i o paklu.
I quote,
citiram.
Ah, I know that you do not like to hear me speak of hell, he says.
Znam da ne volite da čujete kako govorim o paklu.
Yes, these thoughts are terrible and torture the heart.
Da, te misli su strašne i muče srce.
Do I not know it myself?
Mislite da ja to sam ne znam?
Do I not feel it as you do?
Zar ja to ne osjećam kao i vi?
My heart is troubled.
Moje srce je uznemireno.
It palpitates like yours.
Ono tuče poput vašeg.
And the more clearly I understand that hell really exists.
I što jasnije razumevam da pakao stvarno postoji.
The more I shudder and shrink with fear.
Tim više se potresam i skupljam u strahu.
But I must have the courage to say these things.
Ali moram imati hrabrosti da ove stvari iskažem.
Lest both you and I fall into that dreadful hell.
Kako ni vi ni ja ne bismo propali u taj užasan pakao.
Well, we've heard him to the vanities of women.
Čuli smo ga kako uleće u sujete žena.
Now for the sins of the men.
A sada o grehovima muškaraca.
John is very distressed that men go to the adjoining hippodrome rather than to the church.
Jovan je vrlo uznemiren da muškarci radije odlaze na hipodrom nego li u crkvu, a obližnji hipodrom.
If you wanted to see animals race, he said.
Ako želite da vidite životinje kako se trkaju,
why didn't you yoke together the animal passions in yourself, anger and lust?
Zašto niste upregli strasti koje poput životinja žuđaju pohotom u vama?
And put on them the yoke of philosophy, which is good and light.
A onda stavili jaram filosofije na to koji je dobar i lagan.
And drive them to the prize of a vocation above.
A zatim potrčali za nagradom sviše.
Not running from defilement to defilement, but from earth to heaven.
Ne da trčite iz jednog oskvrnuća do drugog oskvrnuća, nego da trčite od zemlje ka nebu.
Don't you know that just as when we entrust silver to our household slaves,
zar ne znate kao kad poverimo srebro našim domašnjim slugama,
we demand an account of them to the last cent.
Od njih tražimo da polože račun do zadnjeg centa.
So too does God demand a reckoning of the days of our life.
Tako i Bog traži račun za sve dane našega života.
How we have spent each day.
Kako smo proveli svaki dan.
What excuse shall we make when we have to come to account?
Koji ćemo izgovor iznaći kada dođe naš red da položimo račun?
Although you have rented such a great house, I mean this world, from God.
Iako ste najmili tako veličanstven dom, naime ovaj svet od Boga,
you don't pay the rent.
Vi ipak ne plaćate stanarinu.
He castigates them for going to theater and evil.
On ih dalje kaštiguje za posjećivanje pozorišta i zala koje je otuda po Jovanu Zlatoustu dolaze.
And what shall I say about the theater?
A šta ću kazati o pozorištu?
You sit up there.
Eto, sedite tamo.
Where there is such a demand to behave disgracefully.
Gde postoji toliko izražen zahtev da se ponašate nedostojno.
And you see a woman who is a prostitute coming on stage.
I gledate, uočavate ženu koja je prostitutka kako stupa na scenu.
With bare head and great shamelessness.
Sa ogoljenom glavom i sa velikom bezobraznošću.
Dressed in golden garments.
Odevenu u zlatu i
clothes.
Odevenu u zlato i haljine.
Singing dirty songs.
Koja peva prljave stvari.
Mouthing shameful words.
Koja izgovara postidne reči.
Conducting herself so disgracefully.
Koja sebe na tako nepriličan način nosi.
Sights which you watch and then take into your mind.
To su prizori koje vi posmatrate, a zatim ih uzimate sebi u um.
Do you hang your head in shame?
Da li obarate glavu stidu?
Do you dare to say that you feel no human emotions?
Usuđujete li se da kažete da ne osjećate nikakva ljudska osjećanja?
Haven't you heard what Solomon said?
Niste li čuli što je Solomon kazao?
If someone walks on burning coals, won't he burn his feet?
Ako li neko hoda po užarenom ugljevlju, neće li opržiti svoje stopala?
If someone put coals in his lap, won't he burn his clothes?
Ako neko stavi ugljevlje u njegovo krilo, neće li to progoreti njegove haljine?
The point is this.
Pointa je ova.
Even if you are not intimate with the prostitute.
Čak i ako nisi prisan sa prostitutkom.
You have copulated with her by desire.
Snošaj činiš preko želje.
And you have committed the sin in your mind.
I greh si počinio u umu svome.
And when the theater is finished and she is gone.
A kada se pozorište završi, a ona je otišla.
The image of her is stored up in your soul.
Njen lik uskladišten je u duši tvojoj.
Her words.
Njene reči.
Her appearance.
Njena pojava.
Her glances.
Njeni pogledi.
Her walk.
Njen hod.
Her rhythm.
Njen ritam.
Her lewd tunes.
Njene pohotne melodije.
And you go away with countless wounds.
I odlaziš sa neizbrojnim ranama.
When you return home as her captive.
Kada se vratiš kući kao njen taoc.
Full of this woman.
Prepun te žene.
Your wife seems rather distasteful.
Tvoja supruga izgleda prilično neprivlačno.
And your children seem rather tiresome.
I tvoja deca ti se čine prilično dosadna.
And your servants seem a nuisance.
A tvoje sluge deluju ti kao puka smetnja.
And your house is all too much.
I tvoja kuća svega ti je preko glave.
And the cause for all this,
a uzrok svemu tome,
is that you did not return home alone.
Je taj što se nisi kući vratio sam.
But you had the prostitute with you.
Nego si prostitutku imao sa sobom.
Although she did not return in a clear and visible way.
Iako se nije s tobom vratila na jasan i vidljiv način.
That would have been easier because your wife would have kicked her out straight away.
Ali to bi bilo lakše jer bi tvoja supruga nju odmah izbacila.
But the prostitute was laying in wait in your thoughts and in your consciousness.
Ali prostitutka je vrebala u tvojim mislima i u tvojoj savesti.
Igniting a Babylonian furnace within you, or actually a much worse one.
Raspaljujući vavilonsku peć u tebi ili zapravo još goru i od te.
He goes on like that for a bit.
I tako nastavlja on u tom tim načinom prilično dugo. I evo njegovog zaključka.
Each of you will give an account of yourselves.
Svaki od vas da položit će račun o sebi samome.
But as your bishop, I am answerable for the salvation of you all.
Ali kao vaš episkop, odgovoran sam za svakoga od vas ponaosob.
That is precisely why I will not stop doing and saying all I can.
To je upravo razlog iz kojeg neću prestati da govorim i činim sve što ja mogu.
Even if I have to pain you.
Čak i ako moram da vam smetam, da vam nanosim neprijatnost.
Even if I seem a nuisance.
Čak i ako vam delujem kao smetnja.
A burden.
Teret.
I do it so that I can stand on that awe-inspiring tribunal.
Činim to kako bih mogao da stojim na onom strahopoštujućem i strahoizazivajućem tribunalu.
Having no blemish or wrinkle or any such fault.
Nemajući nikakvu
Ephesians 5.
Fleku, nikakvu boru, nego bivajući besprekoran.
I pray that those who are corrupted.
Molim se da oni koji su korumpirani
will speedily return.
Da će se oni brzo vratiti.
And that those who remain unharmed,
a da oni koji ostaju neozlijeđeni,
will gain some common sense,
će zadobiti nešto zdravog razuma.
Both so that you may be saved and we may rejoice,
oboje kako biste vi bili spaseni i kako bismo se zajedno mogli radovati.
And also that God may be glorified now and always. Amen.
Kako bi se Bog mogao proslaviti sada i uvek. Amen.
It would be very hard to imagine a more powerful dissuasive to lust.
Teško je zamisliti ubedljivije odvraćanje pohoti.
Or a more graphic account of its consequences.
Ili plastičniji prikaz, opis posljedica pohote.
No wonder he was called Chrysostomos, golden mouth.
Nije čudo da je prozvan Hrisostomom, zlatoustim.
Of course, John got enormous credit for his preaching.
Naravno, Jovan je dobio značajno priznanje za svoje propovedanje.
How did he handle praise and congratulation?
Kako se nosio sa pohvalom i čestitanjima?
He refers to one of these times when he was overwhelmed with praise.
I evo, ukazuje na jednom mjestu na jedan od takvih slučajeva kada je bio prosto ophrvan pohvalom i veličanjem.
And as he describes the situation,
i evo kako opisuje situaciju.
He says, great applause followed.
Veliki aplauz je potom usledio.
The theater erupted.
Pozorište je eksplodiralo.
The assembly was inflamed.
Skup je proplamsao.
As for myself, I was delighted.
Što se mene tiče, bio sam oduševljen.
Not because I was the one being praised.
Ne stoga što sam ja bio taj koji je primao pohvale.
But because my master was being glorified.
Već iz razloga što je moj gospod bio veličan.
The applause and praise showed the love that you have in your hearts for God.
Aplauz i pohvala pokazali su ili i izrazili ljubav koju imate za Gospoda.
Just as devoted servants, when they hear somebody praise their master,
upravo onako kao i kad posvećene sluge se raduju kad neko hvali njihovog gospodara,
become fired with longing for the one who speaks,
postanu zapaljeni čežnjom prema onome koji govori.
Because of the affection they bear for their master,
zbog osjećaja ili naklonosti koju imaju prema svome gospodaru.
That is what you were doing.
To ste vi radili.
By your considerable applause, you show the depth of your love to your master.
Znatnošću vašeg aplauza pokazali ste vašu posvećenost vašem gospodu.
Well, I hope I've given you a little bit of an insight into this tactless, powerful preacher.
Nadam se da sam makar malo otkrinuo uvid u ovog netaktičnog, moćnog propovednika.
John had a huge heart of compassion towards lost people.
Jovan je imao ogromno srce saosećanja prema izgubljenim ljudima.
He didn't keep himself aloof.
Nije sebe držao izuzetim.
But he poured himself out in evangelization.
Već je sebe rasdavao i raspao kroz evangelizaciju.
And it showed very clearly in his first year as bishop in Constantinople.
I to se jasno projavilo u njegovoj prvoj godini kao episkopa u Carigradu.
He had an awful lot to handle.
Imao je mnogo toga što je trebalo da se izbori.
Reform of the clergy.
Reforma klira.
Organization of church charitable organizations.
Organizacija crkvenih dobrotvornih ustanova.
Building hospitals.
Izgradnja bolnica.
And delicate relationships with the imperial household.
I delikatni ili pipavi odnosi sa imperialnim dvorom, porodicom.
Yet he gave himself to the evangelization of the surrounding country districts.
Pa ipak sebe je predao evangelizovanju okružujući okruga okolo Carigrada.
And in particular to the Goths, who were of course outside the empire.
A pogotovo Gotima koji su se nalazili izvan granica imperije.
He sent missionaries as far as the Black Sea.
Odaslao je misionare čak do obala Crnog mora.
Where there was a large colony of Goths.
Koje je naseljavala velika kolonija Gota.
Not only were many of these wild people brought to Christ,
ne samo da su mnogi od ovih divljačnih ljudi privedeni Hristu,
but he was able to found the basis of a national clergy amongst them.
Nego je uspeo i da postavi osnov za nacionalno narodni klir među njima.
In one of his homilies,
u jednoj od svojih omilija,
John speaks of having a Gothic priest celebrate communion.
Jovan govori o jednom gotskom svešteniku koji proslavlja Evharistiju.
In one of the biggest churches of Constantinople.
I to u jednom od najvećih hramova Carigrada.
And then preach in Gothic, his own language.
A zatim pritom propovedan na gotskom na svom maternjem jeziku.
And after him Chrysostom stood up.
A iza njega ustao je Sveti Jovan Hrizostom.
And spoke of his delight at the growth of the gospel amongst the Goths.
I iskazao je svoje oduševljenje razrastanjem evanđelja među Gotima.
He would like unbelievers to take note of the fact.
On bi poželeo da neverujući zabeleže tu činjenicu.
That the barbarians were being converted.
Da su se varvari preobraćivali.
The heathen philosophers never succeeded in converting anyone.
Paganski filosofi nikad nisu uspeli u tome da ikoga obrate.
Whereas Christ, after having subjected to his law the whole Roman Empire,
međutim Hristos, nakon što je svome zakonu potčinio celu Rimsku imperiju,
pushes his triumphs further afield.
Svoje trijumfe gura i proširuje još napred kroz polje.
and conquers nations where the very existence of Plato had never been suspected.
I pokorava narode koji o postojanju Platona nikad ni pomislili nisu.
What a man!
Kakav čovjek!
Frail in body, but mighty in spirit.
Krhak telom, moćan duhom.
Of course he had his faults.
Naravno, imao je svojih slabosti.
He was impetuous.
Bio je naprstan.
He was anti-Semitic.
Bio je antisemita.
He didn't know how to govern men.
Nije znao kako da rukovodi ljudima.
Only how to direct men's souls.
Samo kako da upravlja duše ljudi.
He didn't know the meaning of the word tact.
Nije poznavao značenje izraza takt.
He was naive in the extreme in the affairs of state.
Bio je naivan u ekstremnom stupnju u odnosu na poslove države.
He was, as we have seen, direct to the point of rudeness.
Kao što smo vidjeli, bio je neposredan do granice bezobrazluka.
But underneath it all beat a compassionate, generous heart.
Ali ispod svega toga kucalo je jedno saosećajno, darežljivo srce.
This man loved the poor and they loved him.
Ovaj čovjek voleo je siromašne, a siromašni voleli su njega.
He was amazingly energetic.
Bio je zapanjujuće energičan.
And enterprising.
I preduzimljiv.
He was utterly incorruptible.
Bio je potpuno i bezostatno nepotkupiv.
And he was fearless.
I bio je neustrašiv.
His lifestyle was very simple.
Njegov životni stil bio je vrlo prost.
His worship was continuous.
Njegovo bogosluženje bilo je neprestano.
And his morals were pure.
A njegov moral bio je čist.
Significantly, both the Eastern and the Western churches combine in naming him a saint.
Ono što je značajno i indikativno jeste da obe crkve, i istočna i zapadna, jednako njega ispovedaju kao svetitelja.
As a preacher, he was one of the greatest who have ever lived.
Kao propovednik bio je jedan od najvećih koji su ikada živeli.
He broke with the allegorical methods of Alexandria.
Napravio je raskid sa alegorijskim metodama Aleksandrije.
And he expounded the plain sense of scripture with due respect for its historical context.
A smisao pisma izlagao je sa dužnim respektom prema istorijskim osnovama teksta.
This was perhaps his greatest achievement.
To je može biti njegov najveći doprinos.
He knew men were spiritually hungry.
Znao je da su ljudi duhovno gladni.
And he knew that the Bible was the word of God which they needed to be fed.
I znao je, Biblija je reč Božja kojom narod treba da bude hranjen, kako bismo mi rekli staroslovenskom, crkoslovenskom, pitan.
He said, I cannot let a day pass without feeding you with the treasures of the scriptures.
Rekao je, ne mogu da dozvolim da jedan dan prođa da vas ne hranim blagom pisma.
His preaching was bold and utterly fearless.
Njegovo propovedanje bilo je otvoreno i potpuno neustrašivo.
He applied the scriptures with great accuracy to the needs and the sins in the congregation.
Pisma je primjenjivao sa velikom tačnošću na potrebe i grehove sabranja.
He was a skilled orator and yet mostly he spoke very simply.
Bio je vešt orator, govornik, a opet govorio je jednostavno.
He wasn't interested in philosophical or theological niceties.
Nije bio zainteresovan za filozofske ili teološke suptilnosti.
But he was interested in conforming the lives of his parishioners to the life of Christ.
Ali bio je zainteresovan da saobrazuje živote svojih parohijana životu Hrista.
And that's why there was a lot of moral application in his preaching.
Iz tog razloga u njegovom propovedanju ima mnogo moralnih primjena, primjena morala.
A lot of vivid imagery.
Mnogo upečatljivih predstava, slika.
A lot of broken sentences.
Mnogo prekinutih rečenica.
Because he spoke impromptu.
Jer govorio je na mah.
And directly into the situation in front of him.
I direktno u situaciju koja je bila pred njime.
Sometimes he was unduly wordy and repetitive.
Nekada je bivao nepotrebno prerečit i umeo je da se ponovi.
Sometimes the directness of his language was almost vulgar.
Nekada direktnost njegovog jezika gotovo da je dosezala do vulgarnosti.
But this man had a very big heart.
Ali ovaj čovjek imao je ogromno srce.
And he consciously modeled himself on the apostle Paul.
I svesno sebe obražavao, modelovao prema apostolu Pavlu.
Who mingled tough love with passionate biblical preaching.
Koji je Pavle prožimao tvrdu ljubav sa biblijskom pasijom.
John tackled tough temporary issues and did not shirk them.
Jovan se je hvatao u koštac sa najzahtevnijim savremenim problemima, nije ih odgurkivao od sebe.
He was like one of the Old Testament prophets in New Testament dress.
Nalikovao je na jednog od starozavetnih proroka u novozavetnom ruhu.
In a word, he wanted to use his great gift of preaching.
Rečju, hteo je da upotrebi svoj veliki dar propovedništva.
To see a revival of the loving Christianity of the first century.
Kako bi video obnov ljubve obilnog hrišćanstva prvoga veka.
He wanted to see this take root in 4th century Antioch and Constantinople.
Hteo je da to vidi u četvrtovekovnom Carigradu i Antiohiji.
Thank God for golden mouth.
Hvala Bogu za zlato ustog.
His powerful preaching and his godly example.
Za njegovo moćno propovedništvo i njegov bogopodobni primjer.
We've got a lot to learn from him.
Mnogo toga imamo od njega da naučimo.
Thank you very much for your patience.
Hvala vam veoma mnogo za vašu strpljivost.
Well done. You had a hard time. It was just a delight to listen in.
Hvala profesoru na iscrpnom i pre svega jako zanimljivom predavanju. Hvala i našem profesoru, doktoru Bogdanu Lubardiću, što je izdvojio vreme da bude večeras ovde sa nama i što je prihvatio da podi reči profesora Grina. Sada pročitat ću kratku biografiju profesora Grina, za to vreme bih vas molio da pripremite vaše pitanje. Profesor Michael Green, istaknuti hrišćanski patrolog, misiolog, kao i svjetski afirmisan predavač i plodan pisac, rođen 1930. godine. Njegove knjige su prevedene na više svjetskih jezika, uključujući i srpski. Obrazovanje iz oblasti književnosti i bogoslovskih nauka sticao je u Bristolu, Oxfordu i Cambridgeu. Kanonik je anglikanske crkve koje je obavljao visoke dužnosti, naročito kao savjetnik dva kinterberijska nadbiskupa. Svešteničku službu vršio u Oxfordu. Također je radio kao i profesor novozavetne teologije i apologetike na više visokoškolskih ustanova u Britaniji, Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama i Kanadi. Također je bio član zvanične Međunarodne teološke komisije za razvoj odnosa sa pravoslavnom crkvom. Profesor Dini napisao preko 50 knjiga i jedan je od najistaknutijih teologa današnjice. Ne treba zaboraviti uticaj profesora Grina za njegovog oksfordskog perioda na obraćanje profesora doktora Alistaira Magrata iz neomarksističkog svetonazora u hrišćansku veru. Magrat je danas jedan vodećih anglikanskih apologeta i sistematskih teologa. Profesor Grin je pođe priznati patrologa u tom svojstvu koje je vremeno proučavao i aktualnog mitropolita Teopijskog carigradske patrijaršije visokopreosvećenog Kalista Vera. Profesor Grin je jedan od osnivača renomiranog centra za apologetske studije u Oxfordu.
Novo objavljena knjiga, a ima ih preko 50, uvaženog profesora Michael Grina, zove se Isus. Skeptika ili Jesus for Skeptics. Tako da je ovo prevedeno na srpski i možete kod gospodina našeg brata Johna Tilda da nabavite primetni i da ih kupite.
200, is it?
Sada moram da intervenišem kratko, efikasnosti radi. Profesor Michael Green, otac Michael, drži još jedno predavanje u Beogradu u koje treba da počne u 8.30, sad je 8.11. Pozvali smo taksi koji će čekati naše uvažene i drage goste, a umeđu vremenu ja, Aleksandre dragi, ako mi dozvolite, smatram da bi jedno pitanje ili dva super kratka pitanja bila maksimum što imamo.
Tako da izvolite, postavite ako imate neko pitanje. Slobodno, izvali kolega.
Marko Jovanović, I'm interested to hear how would you comment? How would you comment my observation that today the preacherly discourse has evacuated the church enemies and has gone into the global media such as internet and so on and so forth? What exactly? How would you comment?
That was a very interesting question, sir.
To je vrlo interesantno pitanje, gospodine.
I think the thrust of it was that the churches have been emptied of preaching, but it's gone into the social media.
Ako sam dobro razumeo, reflektujete na činjenicu da su crkve na neki način evakuisane od propovedi, a da je propoved se naselila ili kolonizovala savremene medije.
I think that if Jesus and St. Paul had been living today, they would certainly have used television and radio and the social media.
Mislim da su Isus i Pavle danas živi, gotovo je sigurno da bi koristili televiziju i druge medije.
Because all powerful preaching has got one foot in the scriptures and one foot in the contemporary situation.
Zato što sva prava propoved ima jednom nogom se oslanja na pisma, a drugom na medije, na sredstva izražavanja.
And so the preacher has to be a bridge between profundity and relevance.
Iz tog razloga propovednik treba da predstavlja ili da bude most između temeljnosti s jedne strane i relevantnosti sa druge strane.
The second thing I would say is that the social media is a very dubious instrument.
Još jednu stvar koju bih morao da kažem jeste da su društveni mediji poprilično dubiozna stvarnost.
I think you need only look at the blogs on people who defend the Christian faith against atheism to see the most incredible obscenity being poured out.
Primjera radi, dovoljno da pogledate blogove ljudi koji u ime hrišćanstva angažuju ateiste, na primjer, i da budete preneraženi količinom opstenosti koji se tu prolivaju. Namjerno sam tako
rekao.
Druga stvar koju bih s tim povodom želeo kažem, mislim da je ovo. Kada zadobijete velikog propovednika, kad ga dobijete,
like Billy Graham or Pope John the 23rd,
kao što je recimo Bill Graham ili Papa Pavle 22. 23.
Nobody then thinks that preaching is finished.
Niko u tom slučaju ne misli da je gotovo sa propovedanjem.
I think we've got to take this very much to heart, what you're saying.
Mislim da to što vi govorite trebamo i te kako da držimo k srcu.
When you have churches in which there is powerful, passionate, biblical preaching that is relevant to the needs of the hearers, those hearers will come.
Mislim da kada u crkvi smognemo snage da imamo propoved ili propovednike koji su strastveni, moćni, posvećeni, da kada su ti uslovi ispunjeni, da ćemo imati i slušalce, sigurno, koji bivaju odzivni.
I come from the University of Oxford.
Ja dolazim sa Univerziteta Oxford.
And in the heart of the city of Oxford there are three churches that are strongly Bible-based with powerful preaching ministries.
Ja dolazim iz takvog grada, Oxforda, u kome u njegovom središtu, centru, imamo tri crkve. I sve tri su izuzetno značajne, solidno oslonjene na biblijski element propovedi. Imamo vrlo moćne službe propovedanja u sve tri.
And between them they draw about 3,000 students every Sunday.
I sve njih tri zajedno svake nedelje privuku 3,000 studenata.
Thank you for raising such an interesting question.
Hvala što ste otvorili tako interesantno pitanje.
Katedra.
Uvaženi slušaoci, draga braći i sestre, bilo je ovo predavanje profesora doktora Michaela Greena na Bogoslovskom fakultetu Svetog Jovana Bogoslova u Beogradu, održanog 16. maja 2014. godine, na temu Sveti Jovan Zlatousti kao propovjednik.